February 21st, 1985, the Whalers traveled to Gotham looking for a second straight win. New York coming in already have won two in a row. Former Whaler Mike Rogers got the scoring going just a minute six in for New York. Sly Turgeon the equalizer, 1:08 later. Steve Patrick answered for New York on the power play in a tip-in at 5:18, and the Rangers led 2-1 after one. To period three, Tomas Sundstrom upped the New York lead to 3-1 at 4:24. Inside, 3 minutes left in regulation, and the Whalers awoke with too late to force overtime. Ray Neufeld and a Greg Malone sixth attacker goal with 13 seconds left. To the extra session we go. 3:45 in, young Sylvain Cote struck with the help of Mike Crombeen.
Now Beck gets the leg. Crombeen, it's loose, it's centered. It's kicked in for the net by Cote. He scores! Sylvain Cote, ladies and gentlemen, it appears, has tipped in a centering pass by Mike Crombeen.
For Hartford, their third overtime game in the last four. But unlike the last two, they finally get a win. February 21st, 1985. This Dayton Whaler NHL history. It's Friday Night Hockey at the Mall with the aforementioned Rangers. Chuck the New York preview next as Whaler Magazine continues.